very, very bad. Labour came third behind UKIP. As far as I can see, this seems to be the first time that any of the major parties have come third in a nationwide poll of this kind since the Labour Party became a national party, basically, after the collapse of the Liberals in the 1920s. The worst result since 1918 in an election in which everyone in the country was voting, according to some of the experts last night. So it really is dire.
And as far as Gordon Brown's concerned, how bad is it for him?
Well, they knew it was going to be bad, but this is, I think, towards the sort of far end of their worst expectations. And what it will do will embolden those people in the Labour Party who want to get rid of him. And they've made no secret of the fact. We've been hearing reports since the middle of last week about rebels collecting names. There are various figures doing the rounds, more than 50, up to 70, 80, sometimes over 100. But they haven't, by and large, they haven't broken cover yet. They've been saying sort of, we want to wait till we see how we do in the elections before we make our move. Well, we've got the results now. Today, we're expecting them to make their move.
So do you expect to see Gordon Brown go?
I don't know, because the key thing is that he has the support of his cabinet. The most perilous moment for him came at 10 o'clock on Thursday night after James Purnell went. And at that point, if two or three of the key figures in his cabinet had said, well, I agree with James Purnell, you can't lead us into the next election. If David Miliband had resigned then, if Alistair Darling had said to him, look, I don't have any confidence in you, then it's difficult to see how he could have survived. But they didn't. They took the view that he was the right man to lead them into the election, that a leadership contest would be more divisive. So without the support of figures like that, I find it hard to see how this rebellion, sort of strong as it is, well, we don't know exactly how strong it is, but there's definitely sort of genuine sort of discontent and concern and unhappiness there. But Labour's leadership rules are such that it's specifically designed to make it very hard to get rid of a Prime Minister in these circumstances. You need 20% of the Parliamentary Labour Party, that's about 70 MPs, to call for a leadership election, but that doesn't automatically give you a leadership election. All that does is mean that the issue then gets referred to the party conference at some point in the future, where the conference would have to decide by a majority on a card vote to call one. And it's really difficult to see that happening. But I can assure you there are plenty of people in the party who are determined to do their best to try and make it happen. We'll get a better sense today of whether how they're going to do that and sort of how far they can take it.
And it's not just here that the left have suffered, is it? It's right across Europe.
No, the centre-right parties have done well across Europe as a whole, and the kind of far-right have done well in some elections, as they did here. The BNP won two seats, one in the West Midlands, one in Yorkshire and Humberside. Sorry, not the West Midlands. It was the North West where Nick Griffin, the BNP leader, was elected after a very, very close vote, and Yorkshire and Humberside. So that's the first time the BNP have got seats in the European Parliament, which is a source of shame for a lot of people in mainstream politics. It's something that Gordon Brown is going to get the blame for, and it's a significant move for them, because not least having a seat in the European Parliament unlocks a huge wad of European money, which they'll be able to pour into their party. So that is a sort of big and significant development in British politics on its own.
So the BNP will now get European funding?
Absolutely. I mean, they had two MPs, and yeah, as you know, sort of MPs' sort of expenses are extraordinarily generous. They make anything claimed by Douglas Hogg and his moat look sort of fairly measly. And that money, that's money that, yeah, if they choose, and I expect they probably will, they'll pump back into the party. They can hire research assistants, so sort of plenty of jobs going for sort of BNP activists in Brussels. And of course, it kind of gives them a platform they didn't have before. I'm not so they have had a seat in the London Assembly, remember, that they won in the elections last year. They have a handful of seats in councils across the UK. They won a seat on a county council for the first time in the elections last Thursday. But this gives them a platform in a big, well-funded parliament, which is something the mainstream parties are frankly aghast and horrified by.